Book 10. At the edge of the ocean, the tavern keeper Shidori was sitting. Her face was veiled. Her golden pot stand and brewing vat stood at her side. As Gilgamesh came toward her, worn out, his heart full of anguish, she thought, "This desperate man must be a murderer. Why else is he heading straight toward me?" She rushed into her tavern, locked the door, then climbed to the roof. Gilgamesh heard the noise. He looked up and saw her standing there staring at him. "Why did you lock yourself in?" he shouted. "I want to enter now. If you don't let me, I will smash your locks and break down your door." Shidori answered, "You seemed so wild that I locked my door and climbed to the roof. Tell me your name now. Where are you going?" "Gilgamesh is my name," he said. "I am the king of great walled Uruk. I am the man who killed Humbaba in the cedar forest. I am the man who triumphed over the bull of heaven." Shidori said, "Why are your cheeks so hollow and your features so ravaged? Why is your face frost-chilled and burnt by the desert sun? Why is there so much grief in your heart? Why are you worn out and ready to collapse like someone who has been on a long, hard journey?" Gilgamesh said, "Shouldn't my cheeks be hollow? Shouldn't my face be ravaged, frost-chilled and burnt by the desert sun? Shouldn't my heart be filled with grief? Shouldn't I be worn out and ready to collapse? My friend, my brother, whom I loved so dearly, who accompanied me through every danger, Enkidu, my brother, whom I loved so dearly, who accompanied me through every danger, the fate of mankind has overwhelmed him. For 6 days I would not let him be buried, thinking, if my grief is violent enough, perhaps he will come back to life again. For 6 days and 7 nights I mourned him, until a maggot fell out of his nose. Then I was frightened, I was terrified by death, and I set out to roam the wilderness. I cannot bear what happened to my friend. I cannot bear what happened to Enkidu, so I roam the wilderness in my grief. How can my mind have any rest? My beloved friend has turned into clay. My beloved Enkidu has turned into clay. And won't I too lie down in the dirt like him and never arise again?" Shidori said, "Gilgamesh, where are you roaming? You will never find the eternal life that you seek. When the gods created mankind, they also created death, and they held back eternal life for themselves alone. Humans are born, they live, then they die. This is the order that the gods have decreed. But until the end comes, enjoy your life. Spend it in happiness, not despair. Savor your food. Make each of your days a delight. Bathe and anoint yourself. Wear bright clothes that are sparkling clean. Let music and dancing fill your house. Love the child who holds you by the hand, and give your wife pleasure in your embrace. That is the best way for a man to live.